chapter 130 in Hilchos Nesis Kapayim, in the laws of Nesis Kapayim, but we're up to 130. And Ribbono Shel Olam Sha'emrim Shas Nesis Kapayim, that's the Master of the Universe, a special prayer we do during the raising of their hands. Ribbono Beis Ifrit, this has two subsections. Aleph, number one. Mi Shero Cholim, if you saw a dream. Ve'ene Yedeya Ma Ro. And you're not sure what you've seen. You forgot the dream. But the Chayshish, you're worrying, Shema Cholim Cholim Shetarach Lurifua. Maybe you dreamt such a dream that requires healing. So he says, Yokum Lifnei HaKohanim B'Shas Sheneisim Kapeim. So that person should get up in front of the Kohanim at the time when they're raising their hands. V'yomer, and he should say, Ribbono Shel Olam Ani Shaloch, I am yours, Chalomei Shaloch, the prayer as we have it in this Siddur. Im tzirichim refuah refoim, if they need a healing, heal them. V'yikayim l'sayim, kishim esayim ha'koyinim posik aleph o'ybezi gimel. And you should have in mind, you should try to finish when the Kohanim finish either the first, second, or third verse. We do it by the third verse. We do it by the third verse, and then we do it by the end when we do this Hashalom. Then the community would be answering also on his request when they say Amen after the Yishmerecha or after the Rachas. And if the Kohanim haven't finished yet, you should add and say, Adir Bamorin, Achi Saima Kohanim. Adamon until the Kohanim finish, as we do it in the end also, Adir Bamorin. And in a place where they don't go up to the platform, then he should say all this when the Shliach Tzibur says Sim Shalom. Then you should have in mind to conclude the prayer. The Ribbono Shel Olam with the Gishliach Tzibur, Shayana Tzibur Amen, the Tzibur should answer Amen. The Imroya Shelo Yuchal L'Saim Shliach Tzibur, if he sees that he cannot complete with the Shliach Tzibur, Yaschil B'Shom Shashla Shliach Tzibur Yivrecha. So instead of a Sim Shalom, he should say it when the Shliach Tzibur says Yivrecha. V'lo yemer kein b'chol yemer. Yemer says not to say it every day. Elo b'yem shero cholim, only on a day that he saw a dream. Mashinoga koy lemer kein b'regel, k'shakoyim el duchan. The reason why we were accustomed to say it, everybody on the Yom Tov when the koyim go to the duchan, because we don't say only if you had a dream, is zeh l'fi she'ef shero cholim sarach refu b'regel regel. Because it's impossible that you hadn't seen a dream that requires a healing between holiday and holiday. That's a long time. So you must have a dream that needs that healing, and that's why you say the Ribbono Shel Olam for that healing. Subsection 2, which also concludes the laws of Nesis Kapayim. Toiv loymar, it's best to say tchila in the beginning. Bein chalom shechalamti l'achedim, ba'achkar bein chalom shechalamti l'atzmi, b'shecholmo achedim olai. You say, whether it's dreams that I dreamt on other people, and then you say, whether it's dreams that I dreamt on myself, or whether other dreamt about me. So, why are you dream? You're asking for other people that you dreamt on somebody else. If you amru, because the rabbis say, once you pray for your friend, you get answered first. First you pray for others, and then you go for yourself, because if you ask for others, you're quickly answered for yourself. So you say shechalam to lachedim for them, and then shechom lachedim alayish, and then shechalam latzim shechom lachedim alayish. V'noigim l'sayim, and the custom is to conclude v'sishmereini v'schaneinu v'sirtzeini. You should guard me, you should grace me, you should accept me. Sishmereini keneged v'shmerecha, v'schaneinu keneged v'ichunecha. Grace me, this is the end of the second pasuk. There's it saying, "Niu rotzin de shalom." That's rotzin and shalom, peace and appeasement, and they correspond to the end of the three brachas that you make.